as we're spending this time recognizing, honoring those who have served our veterans and giving to them the respect that they deserve. These words from Pastor Melissa Scott, I believe, are much needed to be heard by many.
You know, many of you go to concerts now, and your favorite musician is now a politician, right? You get that crammed down your throat. It used to be you'd buy a ticket for entertainment, right, to escape the world. Now it follows you into the entertainment. You cannot escape it, just as when you go to sporting venues and things like that. And so I thought I would start off by doing one thing. It's gnawing on me terribly. For the benefit of those people who will see this again and again on the internet, and for the benefit of young people who were born in this country, who have no idea, none, of what I'm about to do and what it means to me as an American citizen, I would like to ask the question of any person in this sanctuary, past or present, who is serving in any capacity, armed forces, military, Navy, any type of service. I would like you to stand. Please don't applaud. I'd like you to stand and remain standing. Would you stand up? Okay, don't applaud. How many of you have loved ones? That's past, that means deceased, present, or possibly budding in your future, family members who have served or who have served and are deceased, who have served and are still alive, or those who are just being raised up to serve. Please stand up and do not applaud. How many law enforcement do I have here? Fire, EMT, who serve because their county, their city, their state, their service, they understand is a great privilege to be here under that banner. How many? Please stand, don't applaud. All right? The rest of you, how many of you, like me, came to this country? And I came to this country, I was not born here. Fleeing from, for some people, refuge, looking for the American dream, hope, perhaps pursuing something that was not in your homeland, or if you don't fit under that banner, your parents, your grandparents, or your great-grandparents who came to this country as immigrants for something better, please stand up. Now, let me just tell you what should be left here in this room. Maybe some first Native people, some first American Native people who were born on this land, who at some point came here anyway. And those might fit under the banner of serving past, present, or future. Maybe firemen or any type of service. So no one's immune. There should be every single person standing. That's why I say that when we're in church right now, but this is really core to me, so I want you to understand. When we lose respect for standing for our national anthem and for the flag, which we all claim we treasure, when we lose respect for that, we should leave this country and be shamefaced and not bring our politics of our skin color or the issues of the day for standing and respecting those people who have served, will serve, and do proudly serve to this day for the honor and the privilege of standing under the banner which is called the United States of America and the flag for which we should all stand for. I don't know about you. By the way, you may be seated. Those colors, you know, the thing that says these colors don't run? We've never run from anything. And there are some very uneducated people who are highly overpaid in the entertainment. And I'm using entertainment as a broad spectrum. This actually has to do with the San Francisco 49 player. I normally don't say things like this, but it sends such a message to our young people that it's okay to disrespect you who have paid a price and people like me who came and your parents and your grandparents and the people who came in pursuit and lack, by the way, of knowledge of standing for this anthem we call the Star Spangled Banner, which most of the time at sporting events, only one portion is sung. Most, I'm sure, most of these people do not even know the history of how that song that we call our anthem was penned. And for me, as an American, the curiosity to know what would inspire someone like Key, who wrote the anthem, during the war of 1814, while bombs, British bombs, mind you, were bombarding a fort, he began to be inspired as he looked and saw a flag flying over that fort, inspired to sit down and pen what is now our anthem. And most people do not know that there are four verses, four parts to the anthem. You only hear one at a sporting event. And I had to highlight this to make sure that just for the benefit of those people who are so overpaid that they cannot educate themselves on what idiocy. I'm sorry, I'm offended. And I'm offended at any American who would think it's okay to send a message, I will sit while something that is supposed to represent my freedom, that's something that should be entertaining, not political. I know you're in church and you're saying, who am I? Well, I'm telling you, because if respect doesn't start at the house of God and spread outwards, and that's part of the problem, this is who we have setting the standard for our country that kids look up to. Overpaid athletes who cannot figure out, they're going to set the tone for young people to look at and look up to. What a great tone it is. But let me read you the fourth portion of what is never sung. Oh, thus be it ever when free men shall stand. May I read that again? Oh, thus be it ever when free men shall stand. Praise the power that hath made and preserved us a nation. Then conquer we must when our cause is just. And this be our motto, in God, in our God, we trust. It took 49 years after the penning of this, which has become our anthem. It took 49 years for Abraham Lincoln to sign the Emancipation Proclamation, and another almost 100 years for the Civil Rights Act to come into effect in 1963 to finally, we're not talking Brown versus the Board of Education in 54, we're talking about in 1963. Now, our country has a lot of tarnishes on it. No one is going to try and deny that. There is no country that was ever founded on perfection. This country was founded on people coming to pursue the right to worship, to have freedom, to be free from the tyranny of the crown, to be free to worship, to have those freedoms. So it offends me when somebody begins to set a precedent, and I'm hearing the media report this, and I'm thinking to myself, you know what? It has to start here in the house of God and spread outwards. That's why I tell you, don't come in here with your whatever you think ought to be. You're going to show respect for God's house, and the respect's going to flow out. And the people who are at least following me will understand, I became an American citizen. I'm proud of my citizenship. When I turned in my passport and they gave me an American flag in one hand and a passport in the other, that day was the end of the day of saying, I am this. I am an American citizen. And it is my duty, sorry, to act like one. The message should be sent. So, I know, listen to me. I know. I agree with you. You may be seated. I just want you to know something. This has been eating at me because I cannot understand how, just indulge me for 30 seconds more, how something called the National Football League, the National Football League, national, can say, but we don't make anybody stand because they have a right. You know what? If you don't want to stand for the anthem and the flag, you should find the door to leave this country once and for all and rid us of your... wait a minute. Rid us of your lack of enthusiasm for the freedom that people paid for so dearly for you to get your $20 or $40 million salary to play ball.